people with at least a surface level engagement that can grow over time.
Well, and we'll return to politics in a bit. But first, describe to me a millennial. What are the values of that generation? What are their goals? What's their identity? Challenges, their assets, what do they bring to the table? Just paint a picture for me.
So this is a generation that came of age in a period that I call the fast future, thus the title of the book, which means that in the past 10 years, as this generation has been growing up, our world has gone through an accelerated pace of change. The amount of change that takes place today in 1 year is equal to the amount of change that took place in some entire centuries. Mm-hmm. And once in a generation, we have this kind of revolution that shifts the fundamentals of our economy. You look at the Industrial Revolution, you look at the introduction of the automobile. All these, you know, changes in our society are powered by exponential technology, which changes the pace of everything from how we communicate and how fast we expect people to respond to things to our political system and the pace of how quickly things happen and being on constant in a constant feedback loop, right, to the ability to trade stocks in nanoseconds. Mm-hmm. So millennials are at the forefront of that. We understand that as reality. So while other generations are running around saying, how do we adapt? How do we move? How do we, you know, go forward in this sort of fast-paced world? The millennials are If you think about the tenor of the national, international conversation over the past 10 years, it's been about, oh my God, you know, our world is in trouble. We have these terrible things going on all over the place. Millennials have seen that and want to do something about it. And we also have the ability to do something about it because we have the ability to scale action in a way that previous generations haven't.